Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And today we have a very special episode focusing on our Catholic schools and how the Pittsburgh chapter of the National Black Catholic Congress can actually impact our schools in a very positive way. Stay tuned for an inspiring conversation straight ahead this morning. But before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to our generous sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we are starting the Advent season. We just are lighting the first candle in our Advent wreath this morning and beginning the new month of December. I want to give a very special warm welcome to really good friends of mine, Rita Canton, Gwen Young, and Carol Johnson. They are all from the National Black Catholic Congress in Pittsburgh. Carol will be joining us in the second segment, so I'm going to focus with Rita and Gwen. Rita and Gwen, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
It's so good to have you here in studio this morning, and no introduction needed for you and for all of us. I was your former pastor at St. Benedict de Moore, yes, a parish in the Hill District for 3 years, and now I'm down in southern Allegheny County, but still near and dear to my heart, so it's nice to walk in this morning to the studio and see some very familiar faces. So
it's nice to see you.
It's good to be with you, Father.
Thanks for coming in this morning, and I can't wait to talk to Carol in the second segment, too. So just by introduction, Rita and Gwen, can you introduce yourselves to our radio audience this morning and what your roles are with the Black Catholic Congress locally, and why did you become active? So I'll start with you. Who wants to start? Rita, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll start. Okay. I'm Rita Canton, a member of St. Benedict de Moore Church, and I also an educator, work at Carnegie Mellon University right now. But I became interested in National Black Catholic Congress when I was youth minister at St. Benedict de Moore. We took our youth to a Congress conference. You know, it was in Chicago. And that was my first experience with attending a National Black Catholic Congress event. And then I went again 5 years later when we were in Buffalo. But after that, I said, I think I need to join this team because it wasn't very well known, well, to me, but I think to a lot of people, it wasn't well known. So kind of wanted to be part of the effort of what Black Catholic Congress does for our community. And, you know, we'll talk more about that later.
And Rita, you and I go way back. You were a teacher at North Catholic.
That's right.
And I was a young parochial vicar and co-director of vocation. So,
and I used to call on you to come and do confessions.
I was a campus minister too. Mm-hmm. So great to see you again.
Yes.
Gwen Young, welcome this morning. Introduce yourself to our listeners this morning.
It's great to be here. Mm. I am also a member of St. Benedict de Moore parish, and I am a retired educator, principal of Holy Rosary School for a number of years. And as Holy Rosary and St. James merged,
I
became the director of institutional advancement and religious education during that merger. So, but my interest in the Congress team came about when I began working at the Holy Rosary, as a matter of fact. I spent a lot of time with the kids, and, you know, most of our children are non-Catholics. And so one of the questions I kept getting asked was, why are you Black and Catholic? And so one of the things I decided, I felt like my answer wasn't quite what they were looking for. So I needed to find out more about why. I know why I was Catholic. I know why I'm Black. But how do I explain that to someone who doesn't understand that? So that took me on a journey. And I ended up, part of that journey was becoming a member of the National Black Catholic Congress leadership team here in Pittsburgh, attending Congress, but also attending the Institute for Black Catholic Studies at Xavier University in New Orleans. So I spent, that was my journey. But it began actually, both Rita and I both began in New Orleans with the Sisters of the Holy Family.
That's right.
And St. Mary's Academy.
Yes, we were so, educated at the we educated same high school.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, way back way in New Orleans.
Okay, right. Father. Right.
They know each other. Right?
Way back.
Not way, way back. But same educators. That
so,
is amazing.
It was just, I guess it's just in our bones.
It is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's just in our bones. And we know, we know that how important Catholic education is.
Now, one of the roles of the National Black Catholic Congress is, of course, geared towards our youth. And then Congress seeks to enrich, evangelize, educate, and uplift our youth in our school communities. Can you each tell us a little bit more about this and how the mission of the Black Catholic Congress as it pertains to the youth and how you we incorporate that in our schools?
One of the things is we have to understand the history, especially of Catholic schools in the Black community. Catholic schools in the Black community have been a source of evangelization, an important source of evangelization for the Catholic Church. And so that is one important part. The other part is to understand Black culture and our religion, our beliefs, our faith. Is a part of who we are. It impacts our who we are every day. And so when parents decide, Black parents, it's, I can speak for Black, some Black parents, when they look for some place to place their children, when they look for some place to keep their children safe, the Catholic schools were their place. You know, they knew that they would go and they would receive not only a good education, but a strong faith-based education. And so that's what we're hoping to continue to provide the Congress team to offer Catholic schools through a number of programs, really, through mentoring, through helping in catechesis, through just being a presence in the schools and being available to the students. And we're talking about all students at this point.
Absolutely.
We're not just talking about Black students. Mm-hmm. We're talking about all students.
And so we know that Catholic education is a big part of, as Gwen was saying, of National Black Catholic Congress. It's, in fact, it was one of the elements on the pastoral plan, maybe the last Congress. And if we are all to survive, you know, we have to, Catholic education has to be sustainable, of course.
Absolutely.
And so we have to put our efforts into that. And even like in the forming of Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy, we had help from the National Black Catholic Congress team on what would be important, how could we make this school successful, and ways to make it sustainable as well. And I was actually, I'm the founding principal, I want to say.
Wow, founding principal.
Yes. And so when the committee was formed to decide some things about the school, most notably its name, we came up with Sister Thea Bowman, because Sister Thea Bowman is African-American sister, And she was an educator, and she loved children, you know, and she educated at all levels, you know, all the way up through the college level. So we thought this would be a wonderful role model for our children.
Wow.
So, yeah. And the Congress team has also provided scholarships,
yes,
for students who were going into college. But we also do small donations to the parishes,
nice,
especially St. Benedict de Moore and St. Mary Magdalene, to their CCD programs. Mm-hmm. So we try to find as many ways as possible to help impact the young people. We encourage programs, and we encourage our young people to be a part of whatever leadership programs that the diocese offers. And part of the grant writing we do is to provide opportunities to offer those programs that we develop to our young people also.
And being the pastor over there in the East End for 5.5 years at St. Mary Magdalene and working with the students at Sister Thea Bowman, and then being at St. Benedict de Moore for 3 years, working with the Hill District, just to see the communities and the beautiful schools, and to give these families, most of them aren't Catholic, but they want to be there to get that good quality Catholic education. It's a safe, loving, enriching environment, and it's just wonderful that there's an option for them, and especially for these families that probably would just not have the resources or the means to invest in a Catholic education. It's nice to hear how the National Black Catholic Congress has these wonderful little scholarships and support mentoring programs just to give the families that there is an option. And I tell it all the time, these schools, St. Benedict de Moore and Sister Thea Bowman, and also Northside Catholic in Brighton Heights, they're beacons of hope in our city.
Absolutely.
And it's just wonderful to see the Extra Mile Foundation very good with supporting a good Catholic education. And again, the families have choices of public, right, or private schools, and there's wonderful, wonderful options in the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. But just to know that for our youth and young adults to have an option, it's just nice to have that extra support and nurturing environment. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this, and we'll invite Carol Johnson to be on with the segment too. So Rita Canton and Gwen Young, thanks for being with us here on Catholic
Education.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Father Tom.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish in Elizabeth. And this morning we are focusing on the National Black Catholic Congress and how it can impact our wonderful Catholic schools in a very positive way. We talked to Rita Canton and Gwen Young in our first segment, and we have Gwen Young is back with us, but I want to also introduce Carol Johnson. She's a team member of the Diocesan National Black Catholic Congress. So Carol, will you introduce yourselves to us to this morning to Catholic Education Plus?
Yes, Father. Thank you for having me. I am a member of St. Benedict de Moore. I have been at St. Benedict de Moore for, just realized, 43 years.
Wow, 43 years.
43 wow. years. And I've been an educator. My last job was at Carlow University. I was there for 18 years in the School of Education.
Wow.
And what would say?
You're in the choir too, right?
Okay, I'm in the choir. I've been in the choir for a very long time too. So
excellent singer.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you so much, Father.
And you're also another familiar face too. So it was great to see all three of you come in. The Holy Trinity is here
yeah.
this morning in studio. And in our first segment, we talked about how part of the mission of the Black Catholic Congress is to educate our youth in our schools and about the Black Catholic history, the role models in the faith, and how they persevered in their faith against all the odds, socially, spiritually, and politically. And I'll ask you, Carol and Gwen, if you want to chime in too, how do we teach and inspire our youth to continue leading in the faith today in our school and communities?
Well, I think one of the things we do is by example. Mm. I think you need to show every day by example to our students what it means to be in that leadership, and also I think by making sure that we educate them about the saints, the Catholic, and their Catholic backgrounds, and that's just the beginning of a number of ways.
Absolutely. Gwen, do you want to chime
in? It's also important that, and this is, again, for all people, when we talk about the saints, that we help them understand that the saints were people, just like them, just like, you know, you and me, and that you don't have to be extraordinary. You don't have to do major, big things to live live the life that the saint that God calls us to live. You just have to be the best person that God calls you to be and work hard every day to be that person. And in order to do that, you have to, first of all, put God first. You have to learn how to pray. And you have to love your fellow man. And if we teach them those things, if we find a way to make that a part of everything they do, which Catholic schools do very well, we do that very well, then we grow good people, good Christian Catholic people. But more importantly, when we talk about setting examples, the Congress team, actually, we did a program called the Gemstones, where we gathered older Black Catholics from throughout the diocese and had them record their story, their life's journey. And that was wonderful. It was beautiful.
I remember that.
And
that
we share that.
Yeah.
But the Congress team is also looking at doing the same thing with young families and then young adults, so that those stories be available to students also. So there, the church is full of teachings and ways in order to share our faith and to help children grow in the faith. We just have to utilize them and make them available to the children.
And Gwen, I like how you talked about the saints were regular people like you and I, you know, and to teach our kids to say these saints were human beings, living, breathing. They had their ups and downs in life like every human being, but to be a saint or to be blessed, they obviously did extraordinary things. And to have our youth really study and learn about these saints, like we were talking, Rita was talking about Sister Thea Bowman. She's a modern day saint to be. She was a great educator. Saint Benedict the Moor, and how he was a great missionary priest. And Augustus Tolton is a saint in the making, you know, the first Catholic priest, Black Catholic priest. You know, these are wonderful stories that our youth can say, hey, that these are regular, normal people.
And when you look at their charisms, when you look at the work they did, it was all about others.
Yes.
It was all about taking care of others. It was all about setting aside whatever fallibilities that others had, whatever whatever things that others had against them or against other people, setting that aside and loving people no matter who they are, no matter what they did, but doing God's work. And that was the important thing for each one of them.
And that can resonate today.
And that can resonate today.
In our society.
Doing God's work. Absolutely. Remembering that he calls us to be community, to love each other, and to serve him. And the best way to serve him is to take care of his people.
And that Gemstones, too, that was wonderful to hear the different witness stories of that. That was very well done. Now, two workshops and presentations of the Black Catholic Congress in Pittsburgh. One was just recently,
actually,
in November, and there's one coming up in February?
Yes, there's one coming up in February. It's on February 22nd. It is, we're looking at Congress 13 was last year.
Okay.
We attended Congress 13, and they gave us a pastoral plan of action. And they give you ways to look at that, how we take what we learned at Congress and what we heard and bring it back to our communities, our various communities and parishes.
That's great.
And how we share that. And so that's what we've been doing these last, we'll be doing in these last few sessions. The first one was what we had seen and heard 40 years later. The November one was Keep the Fire Burning. okay? And then we have the February one, which is going to be the third, and actually is session two, but it's the third workshop based on the pastoral planning and putting together a pastoral plan.
And where will that be held at?
Both. That one will be held at the Morgan Lee Arts Center, mm-hmm. which is the old St. Benedict de Moore School.
Up on Bedford
Avenue.
Bedford Avenue.
District. Yes. And I'd like to say one other thing about the Congress team. The Congress team is a diocesan team, not a parish team. Mm. So we're more, we get more done when we have more voices. So anyone, I said that again, if you're Catholic and if you're a member of the Diocese of Pittsburgh, then you are eligible to become a member of the Congress team, the Congress leadership team. So if you're interested, I'd like to actually ask you to contact us by emailing your information to us at nbccpgh@gmail.com. So we really want to hear from the voices from throughout the Diocese of Pittsburgh, not just one or two parishes.
And if I could add one thing, the way that I began to, with my interaction with the Congress team, it was part-time. It was sort of, I was on the side. Gwen asked me, will you come and help with a specific project? And I said, well, because I had a lot of things going on at that time, I said, I can't join the Congress, but I can do that. I can come and be a part of that. And the next thing I know, because she's very good at it, she had me involved in many other things, and now I'm, you know, full-time.
So what started
member.
Out as part-time is now full-time,
It's
right?
now full-time. Yeah. But I'm just saying to anyone that if you feel like you don't have enough time to be a full-time presence in the Congress,
they can offer,
you know, there are a lot of different projects that are going on,
absolutely.
And you can become active that way.
Yes. Carol Johnson and Gwen Young and Rita Canton, thanks for being with us here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the first Sunday of Advent, and we've just turned the calendar page. It's the first day of December and the last month of the year of 2024, and it's also the beginning of the Advent season. Advent, of course, is when we come to church and we light the candles, and each week we light a candle, and we light the first of the four candles. And in the gospel today, we hear Luke describe the second coming of Christ. And let's really prepare this season of Advent with confidence, vigilance, and prayer. And the readings this week can focus on be vigilant, to stay awake and prepare. And our attention for the coming of Christ, and this is such a great journey now. It's a brand new liturgical year for a cycle of readings. We watch, we wait, and we prepare for the coming of the Lord. And the hustle and bustle of the holiday season is upon us, and it's not Christmas yet. And that's what Advent helps us to kind of take a step back now and just be vigilant, stay awake, and prepare. Let's not be afraid of the Lord's coming, but await with it with confidence, vigilance, and prayer. So as we light the first of the four candles in our Advent wreath, and then we walk these next 4 weeks preparing for the coming of our Lord, let's watch, wait, and be vigilant. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I would like to thank Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh for sponsoring our program. This is your host, Father Tom Burke, and we will be back in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.